Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Knapp, director of the National Hurricane Center. This is our 1 p.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Isaac. The center of the tropical storm appears to be emerging north of the easternmost tip of Cuba, and that is not far offshore right now, so it is still entangled somewhat in terms of its overall circulation with the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Cuba. And it has been disrupted overnight and this morning by the interaction with those land masses. So it has weakened. Maximum sustained winds down to 60 miles per hour. A tropical storm moving northwest at about 17 miles per hour. Generally speaking, it's going to be moving roughly parallel to the coast of Cuba here. Just exactly how close to the coast, not totally agreed upon by the various models, but gradually we think it's going to strengthen as it gets a little farther away from the north coast of Cuba and taps into the warm waters north of there, especially as it approaches the Gulf Stream and the Florida Straits over the next day to day and a half. I want to mention that there's already some locally heavy rains in southern Florida and the Florida Keys, so that's going to contribute to the overall rainfall totals and inland flooding potential over the next couple of days as Isaac itself starts to approach, with tonight being the time frame at which the tropical storm force winds, at least in gusts and some local heavy rains, could start impacting South Florida and the Florida Keys. So today, the daylight hours today, even though the weather isn't so perfect, that's the time frame to be preparing for Isaac. Let's take a look at the forecast track with our watches and warnings. And those of you on audio only, I'll be describing exactly where the watches and warnings are in effect. We have the hurricane warning in effect for all the Florida Keys and on the southwestern coast up to Bonita Beach and up the east coast up to Ocean Reef. Now, Miami-Dade County is in a hurricane watch and tropical storm warning, basically meaning that hurricane force winds are possible, but tropical storm conditions expected as Isaac moves nearby or over during the next day to day and a half. Tropical storm warning in effect north of there. And we also have a tropical storm watch farther up the east coast of Florida. On the west coast, also tropical storm watch for places like Sarasota and metropolitan Tampa. So hurricane conditions are expected in the Florida Keys. That's why we have the hurricane warning up. But our forecast is for gradual intensification such that it should be getting to hurricane strength about the time that it reaches the Keys. So that means with a little bit of uncertainty a day and a half out, we can't guarantee 100% it'll be a hurricane by the time it gets to the Keys. But you should be preparing for a hurricane. One of the hazards that we remind folks to focus on, not just the fact that this is a windstorm, it's a rather large tropical storm, and when you combine that with the fact that it'll be passing near or over to the south of southwestern Florida, that's one area that's particularly vulnerable to storm surge. So 5 to 7 feet of storm surge inundation above ground level is possible in portions of southwestern Florida, Collier County, and Lee County areas, for example. And then farther up the coast in Tampa, something that you saw in Debby would be a low end for what could occur. And so 3 to 5 feet might be possible in that general area. And northeastern Florida, the Big Bend, very, very vulnerable to storm surge, as this potential hurricane may be up to Category 2, as we're forecasting early next week, could be moving in that area. But everybody from Louisiana over through Florida needs to be watching this very carefully and taking some initial preparations. As far as storm surge in the Keys and southeast Florida, more on the order of 1 to 3 feet. So water's a concern. The winds are a concern, and the water comes from the ocean with storm surge and inland flooding due to the heavy rain. So prepare for all those hazards. South Florida, in the watch and warning areas, today is the day to be preparing. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Director Rick Knapp.